Macmillan Audio presents Crowned, Magical Folk and Fairy Tales from the Diaspora by Karin and Regis Bethencourt. Narrated for you by Dion Graham and Michael Bella Bowman. My work is a personal testament to my own roots. When I grew up, I heard these European fairy tales, but I didn't see them as white. I saw them as African American. Jerry Pinkney. Foreword by Salamisha Tillett. In April 2020, my then 7-year-old daughter, Seneca, incessantly began making character charts before bedtime. Her figures were familiar, all close friends and family members whom she imbued with special powers or magical abilities. She gifted me and her younger brother, Sydney, the ability to talk to nature, while she and her father were one with the weather. By June, she had sketched these alternative selves. By October, she was in full regalia and, with our help, had obtained everything, a flowing white dress, silver wig, large wings, and a rhinestone crown to make her vision real. And what I initially thought was a ruse to delay bedtime was, in fact, the deep expression of recognition. Seneca's insistence on transforming us from who we were to who we could be was always about guiding us to an alternative world in which blackness is centered. I had those same feelings of recognition and awe as I stared at Karin Bethencourt and Regis Bethencourt's portraits in Crowned, Magical Folk and Fairy Tales from the Diaspora. Not only do they picture black children as the protagonists of traditional Western fairy tales, like Hansel and Gretel, Sleeping Beauty, and Little Red Riding Hood, but they do so in bold purples, royal blues, regal golds, soft pinks, and boisterous reds. Styled to pose inside their breathtaking handmade backdrops, the stories I've known all my life suddenly felt brand new. Cast in our image, Cinderella is renamed Asha, Prince Charming is Prince Jamal, and the clear glass slipper is now a white high-top sneaker. Rapunzel, after having her enchanted locks cut off by the sorceress, is still able to escape the tower in which she is imprisoned. Once free, Rapunzel's epiphany becomes the story's lesson. All her life, she thought the magic was in her enchanted hair, but it was always in her, and no witch or spell could ever take that away. And like our most revered African-American children's book authors, Jerry Pinkney and Virginia Hamilton, who also retold African-American and African folk tales, Crowned reminds us that black royalty is not just a figment of our imaginations, but an inheritance. Whether they are adorned in elaborate headdresses, or their skin glistening in zebra stripe paint, or they appear as a resplendent young John Henry, these young people capture in posture and look the internal power black people throughout the diaspora have held as we used forward-looking stories to fight for freedom. Recently, I had the privilege of witnessing Karin and Regis photographing my own children and their friends. Before each photo shoot, they gave parents and caregivers simple instructions for hair and dress, and they asked for a picture of the child. In other words, Karin and Regis embrace our children's natural beauty as the inspiration for the portraits. The genius of their photographs also lies in their collaboration with black stylists, makeup artists, and hairdressers. Their studio is a space where everyone sees black children as worthy of celebration and adornment. This is why I was especially excited that they included behind-the-scenes moments, a small window into the wonder that they create. There was no better way for them to end this book than with the section, New Classics, Our Stories, with heroines and heroes who are the children of hip-hop, the Black South, fantasy, and lore. My wish is that these images and words become our new classics, new touchstones from which our children's imaginations can soar. And while Seneca still returns to the world of her own charts, she and my son, Sydney, can open Crowned on any day to draw inspiration, celebrate their features, and continue the work of imagining a world that sees and loves their beauty and brilliance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?